Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, as I was watching the news late last night, early this morning, we found out that the flight, the Egypt Flight 804, has gone down. It appears at this time that it is terrorism. But as we begin today's show, I think we need to take a moment to remember this flight, all the crew and the passengers and their families and their loved ones and their friends and their colleagues, all those now involved in the investigation and the recovery. Also remember all who have family right now somewhere else, loved ones, friends who are away from home and soon to fly back because the anxiety is high. So as we enter today's show, we're going to lift up a little prayer, and we're asking for comfort, for wisdom, for guidance, for strength. May the enemies that mean to harm and scare and wreak fear into the hearts of people be quickly found and defeated. As a nation, please continue to keep us safe from those that are evil, that seek only to kill and to destroy. We thank you for the blessings you have always bestowed upon us as people and as a nation. May we, the people, find our way back to you, O Lord, to obey you, to honor you. May we, the people, turn back to your righteous ways. We have gone astray in this nation. That's not necessarily why this has happened last night or early this morning, but it has happened. And I know many are afraid. They're either getting ready to travel or they have loved ones somewhere or some far away that have to come back home. And the only way is to get on a plane. They want you to be afraid, and we're not going to do that. We're just not going to let them do that. Now, yesterday, I want to get on with today's show. I've got a guest, and I'm doing all the talking here right now, but I think you'll be patient with me. But yesterday, I had a monologue, and I had lots of comments on that monologue, as I said, while we were sleeping. Well, today, I'm going to go back to the party is over. The party has lasted longer than Woodstock. It's been wilder than Woodstock and more corrupt than Woodstock and profitable. Both the Democrat and the Republican parties, with exception of just a few, have become a racket. It's become a business. It's become a career for the elected officials. The movement we're seeing today didn't happen overnight. The Republic, we the people, have been growing weary of the invasions into our lives and our churches and our businesses and our communities and our schools and, yes, in our heads. Yesterday, I spoke about while you were sleeping. While we were sleeping. Today's show is about waking up. Today's show is about taking this nation back. Today's show is about you must do exactly that. My guest today, he woke up. Now, I don't know if he was ever really asleep, but he woke up. He didn't plan this. I'm hearing this a lot these days. I've had several people come into my office or call me that want to be on the air. They're running for an office, and they say, I had no idea. I never wanted to do this. But politics was not in his plan. But Dr. Hal Brown, certified in internal medicine and dermatology, now running for office to save a nation, his community, and liberty. Not a career politician, but a statesman. Loyal to the people he will represent, not loyal to a party. When America wakes up, the party is over. The Democrat National Party and the Republican National Committee, they are so much, they're not so much worried about Sanders and Trump. That's not who they're really dealing with and facing. It's you and it's me, and they were scaring them to death. The American people's wide awake and aware of their party, taking all they can, taking from we the people. But yep, the party is over. And I welcome today Dr. Hal Brown. He's running for senator in the 8th Congressional District in Missouri. He's located down there in Cape Girardeau, the southern part of the state, and we welcome him to CSC Talk Radio today. How are you today, Dr. Brown?
Well, I'm fine, Beth Ann, and I appreciate you having me on your program this morning. I am indeed running for Congress for the United States House of Representatives.
I'm sorry,
in Missouri,
I said senator.
8th Congressional District, so I will. I do not want to confuse people into thinking that I'm running for the Senate.
That's my job to confuse people. That's my job to confuse. I apologize for that.
No, that's fine.
You know, when we talked the other day on the phone, and I want you to tell the people that are listening now, even those that are in New York and Pennsylvania and Kansas and Nebraska and all around Illinois, they're not going to vote for you. You know that. They're not in the right places. But why you did this? Because I'm talking to people just like you, citizens just like you, Hal, that are fed up with what's going on in their communities and getting involved. And that is the way to take this nation back. And I just want you to kind of tell the people that are listening, because I'm trying to encourage them to do what you're doing.
Right.
Why and how you came about this.
Well, as you said, I think I'm a member of a small but hopefully ever-growing group of people who feel the same way that I do, and that is we have lost control of our country. It was not my life's goal to become either a senator or a congressman. I have practiced dermatology in Cape Girardeau, Missouri since 1986, and it wasn't until early this year that I finally woke up and said, you know, someone has to get a seat at the table to make known our views to the people in Washington. And I tried to convince a number of people to take up this challenge, but no one would. And I said, well, you know, I'm 63 years old. It's time for me to go ahead and take this challenge up myself. So we entered the race. And we are competing against an incumbent who is not a bad person, but he just doesn't have the enthusiasm and the fire in the belly, so to speak, that I think we have. There are certain things that we need to get done in this country, and I really don't see any progress being made on a number of fronts. Let me give you a couple of examples. It has been 15 years since the United States government balanced their budget. That can't go on in personal homes, in businesses, in local or state governments, and it really shouldn't go on at the federal level, but it has. We have had Republican majorities in both the Senate and the House for the last 2 years, and in 2015, our federal budget was $400 billion in the red. Now, I didn't say $400 million. I said $400 billion. Hmm. One would think that maybe after a year of having majorities in both the Senate and the House, that maybe we could get it right this year and produce a balanced budget. Well, lo and behold, we have not. This year, we are going to be $500 billion in the red. Now, to my mind, that's not heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
We don't have year after year after year to try to decipher how to balance the budget. We've got to do this, and we've got to do it now. And it's my intention to be a champion of that cause in Congress. You know, we need like-minded individuals, and just like you said in your dialogue, we need citizen legislators. We don't need people who are going up there at age 35 or 40 or 45 or whatever and intend to make a career of serving in the Senate or the House.
And we're going into a break. I want to discuss that when we come back, because that is a problem. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Let me remind you, if you're calling my office number, I can't answer the phone. I'm on the air. 877-895-5410 is the number to call to talk to Dr. Brown or to Beth Ann. 877-895-5410. And for Liberty, Dr. Brown and Beth Ann will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with a good old boy, with a good old boy from Missouri. Now, I saw in your bio you were actually from Georgia. But he's a Missourian now. We're going to take him and we're going to claim him. And I can't vote for you. You're in the wrong district for me. But I'll tell you what, you are needed. And as we were going into the break, we were talking about being statesmen, being citizens that go up, do a job, go back home and do their work. And that's the way it was always intended to be. And now we have what we call career politicians. And when you have a career, you do whatever you can to do better in your career. And that is what's going on with our politicians today. They're not watching out for we the people. They're not trying to protect our liberty. D.C. has become the new boom town in the United States of America. I didn't know if you were aware of that, Hal, but it is. And it's a boom town unlike any other that we've had, because while we had the big gold rush in the boom town, they were producing something. When we had the big cattle rushes, you know, when all that was going on, they were producing something. In D.C., the boom town extracts, and they get richer. And we get poorer, and taxes get higher, jobs go away, and that's what happens, because they're boosting their careers, lining their own pockets, taking care of business, and not we the people.
Right.
Now I turn it over to you.
Well, I wholeheartedly agree with you, and just as you said, when you have a situation where the elected senators and congressmen see it as their career rather than as their 2-4-6 year stint as to represent their constituents, then they're starting to look out for their careers. And their career is not to represent you. It is to look out for their livelihood and their career. So, of course, one of the first things on their minds is reelection. And they consider that to be probably more important than the issues which are of primary concern to the people they're supposed to be representing. So I think that's one thing that we really need to change, and we need to change it quickly. I am for term limits, and I don't mean I give lip service to the fact that we want term limits. If you ask many politicians in Washington, both in the Senate and in the House, they will express their views that they're all behind term limits, but this goes only so far as giving lip service to that notion. You don't see people introducing this as a as an amendment to the Constitution. You don't see people in Washington saying they really passionately believe in returning representation to the states where they belong. So we are for term limits. We think that there should be perhaps 2 terms in the Senate, which would be 12 years, and then somewhere between 6 and 12 years in the House, and then you go home. Because it is our notion that if you can't balance the budget in 15 years, you have failed in your job, and you need to return home and seek a different occupation.
You know, they're not trying. They're not trying to balance a budget. And I was listening. They had Donald Trump on the whole entire hour for Hannity, and lots of things were being said. And I wholeheartedly agree. You know, they said, well, they're never going to get this debt taken care of. They're never going to. He said, why should it take 20 years to fix this debt? And, of course, he may have a rude awakening when he gets there because he's going to be fighting everybody. We have a caller. We have Gabriella from Missouri. Gabriella, how are you today?
Hi, I am just fine. And I want to thank Dr. Brown for running for office. I am in the 8th Congressional District.
Awesome.
And look forward to seeing you tonight at the Liberty meeting and meeting you.
I look forward to seeing you, too, Gabriella. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for coming to the meeting this evening.
Okay, and I'm sure you were aware of our unhappiness here in Powell County, where the Trump slate was outvoted by the very people we elected into office and substituted for a Cruz slate, and that made a lot of us pretty unhappy, and I'm very pleased with your idea of Trump.
Yes, I think that that would go a long way toward restoring the kind of, you know, representative democracy that our founding fathers tried to establish more than 200 years ago. But we've just abandoned that notion.
Well, when the very people that I voted to put in office turn around and vote against who my choice for a presidential candidate was, did not please me any little bit.
But you know, too, I think what we're seeing, and I'm certain that since the both of you have already had the scales fall off your eyes, that we know that what we're seeing, whether it's looking at what's going on the Democrat side with I want to call him Colonel Sanders, with Bernie Sanders, and then on this side with the Republicans, and we saw all those that were non-established candidates, particularly those that were newbies like Donald Trump and Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina, that the American people were looking outside the box. They were looking outside that political box, and they were doing it because, Gabriella and Hal, because they made all those promises the last time we had an election. They said, give us the majority and we'll fix it. We gave them the majority and they did nothing. And that is what they're reaping right now. It really, Donald Trump could have run it, and this not would have never happened, this phenomenon they call it. It is we the people that are upset and ready to take it back. We're sick and tired of being lied to. We're sick and tired of career politicians lying in their pockets and taking away from us. And that is what we're seeing, Gabriella, and we're seeing it everywhere. I mean, we're seeing what you just talked about, the lies and the deceit and stabbing in the back. We're seeing it on local level, and we're seeing it at the state level, and we're seeing it at the Fed level. And the only way to get it stopped is for the local people to start taking over their communities and start. It matters who you have on your school board. It matters who you have as county commissioner, county sheriff. Those things matter. You need to talk to them. And, you know, we have an advantage. Cape Girardeau is a bigger area than where I'm at as far as being, but it's fairly rural, too. But we are rural here. And, you know, we have that advantage. How many people are going to take you out to coffee and tell you what they want?
Well, hopefully quite a few. You know, we have, you know, in our district, we have more than 700,000 people, mm-hmm. as does every congressional district, you know, in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
So the apportionment is pretty equitable, you know, across the state.
You know, I want to talk about your meeting that's going on. Gabrielle, I'm going to tell you goodbye, and thank you so much for calling in. She mentioned you're in a meeting tonight. Now, I have a lot of listeners in your area, so let's talk about your meeting tonight, where it's at, what time, and we'll see if we can get some handshakers going on there.
Okay, let me, I need the time and the place of the meetings tonight.
Well, we'll get to that after the break then. We'll let you catch that while we're at a break. Let's continue to talk about some of the things that are going on in your district and why you really needed to run. I know that there's a lot of things going on down in the southern part of the state. I also know that you have a lot of people there, and they have been on my show many, many, many times that have run for office or that are fighting in it. You have a lot of Agenda 21 things going on down in your area, as we do across this great nation. A lot of people don't have a clue what Agenda 21 is, what they're doing. They don't understand the language, and it is a land-grabbing situation. Now, I had Mindy Patterson on yesterday, Hal, and I want to invite you to check out the Cavalry Group. And she's having a summit, and a Liberty Summit in St. Charles, Missouri, and that's coming up in June. There's going to be tons of speakers there, and I'm going to be just one of them, and I'm just kind of a foo-foo speaker, you know. I'm just there to be the cheerleader. But lots of them that have all kinds of expertise in their areas. And we're talking about rural America, but what happens in rural America, as you well know, happens to all of America. So protecting rural America is protecting all of America, and I can't seem to make that statement enough times to get that through, that everyone will understand it. So while we're going into a break here in just about another minute, but when we do that, I want you to get your information on the meeting, and we'll give that when we come back. But liberty is important, and we are losing our liberty, and we're losing our land. And I know that there are things that are happening in your area that are a particular concern. So I'm going to let you take that for just we got about a minute before the break.
Okay, thanks. Do you want me to give the meeting times?
No, let's get that. Okay, sure, if you got them.
Yeah, the first meeting is at 6 o'clock. And it's at China Gardens in West Plains, Missouri. The second meeting is at 7 o'clock, and that's at the Senior Center on 301 South Grand in Houston. So the meetings are at 6 o'clock and at 7 o'clock this evening in West Plains and in Houston.
Well, you're going to be doing some traveling this evening. Those are pretty close together.
Yeah, we're going to be driving the whole day, so it's going to be a good day and an exciting day. Yeah.
Well, it's an adventure. I was telling somebody yesterday, they had a lot of things coming up, and I said, well, you're going to have to look at it as an adventure. And this is an adventure, you know. We're a little bit concerned about what's going on, but I am so excited that people like you, people like John Webb, are waking up. They're getting out of their comfort zone. They're doing things they never thought they would do, running for an office that they never intended to hold. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We don't care what state you're in. We need you to get involved. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Hal and Beth Ann will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Give me liberty or give me death. American liberty is under attack. The Cavalry Group presents Liberty Summit 2016, bringing together animal owners, animal enterprise, animal agriculture, and loyal Americans. CSC Talk Radio joins the Cavalry Group for liberty and to bring America home. June 24th through the 25th at the St. Charles Convention Center in St. Charles, Missouri. Experts in fields of law, politics, science, and industry will be on hand discussing the nature of the threats we face and how best we can fight back. Among the speakers are Sheriff Richard Mack, Jay Kitchener, Congressman Steve King, Beth Ann, and many others. America is under attack. The Cavalry Group is leading the way to defend property and liberty. Register now at LibertySummit2016.com or call 1-855-748-3210. As John Adams stated, property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. Be a part of the Cavalry today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with Dr. Hal Brown, and I'm just going to call him Hal. He gave me permission, so I'm not being disrespectful. And he is running for Congressional District 8, the 8th District here in the state of Missouri. He lives and does his business down in Cape Girardeau, which is a really beautiful part of the state, although, you know, all of our state is pretty, and it's a really beautiful part of the state. And we were talking about a little bit of everything, career politicians and what that's leading to. And I have you and several others that have come to me to be on the air, and they had no intentions of getting into politics, none whatsoever, had their lives planned out and feel like they need to do this. And that excites me because that's what we need. I close the show every day. I don't know. I know that you're still working. And I close the show every day talking about bringing America home, Hal. Bringing us back to what we used to be. Now, that doesn't mean go back into the dark ages, you know, where we do without our cell phones or our computers, although my brother keeps saying when he's president that's what we're going to have to do. What I'm talking about is going back to that simple, loyal, faithful life that we need to have. I'm talking about back in the day when a family member had a problem, whether it was a tragedy put upon them or something that they caused in their lives, the entire family would come together and figure it out. And that's bringing America home. We are a family, whether you're a registered Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, Republican, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care what color you are, how tall you are, how short you are, what race you are, what occupation you have. We are all in this together, and we have got to come home and figure it out. And when someone like you, someone like John Webb, and some of the others that have talked to me, come to me and say, I got to do this, I'm excited because that's bringing America home. And I want to thank you because I know you're getting out of your comfort zone. And I want to thank you for what you're taking on.
Well, I appreciate your kind words, Beth Ann. And a lot of us who are taking on this this challenge this year feel exactly like Mr. Webb and I do. You know, we're trying to get our country headed back on the right road. You just mentioned that we've kind of adopted an idea in this country that if there's a problem, the first place we look is the government. And that's really not the first place we ought to be looking. We ought to be looking toward, as you say, our family, our friends, our local, friends and associates. That's the way that we've always done things in this country, and it's the way we need to return to. We can't look to be supported and dependent upon the United States government. That's one of the reasons why we're in this horrible fiscal situation where we owe $19 trillion. Mm. And that bill has to be paid sooner or later. You know, everyone out there knows that you just don't write off debt. When you do something like that, you enter a state of bankruptcy, and the world's number one economy really can't afford to enter a state of bankruptcy. But we've got to get on top of this and cause this debt to stay right where it is and then start slowly paying off the principal. But the way we're going, we're never going to get that done.
No.
And the fact that, you know, people like Mr. Webb and myself are trying to get a seat at the table in Washington and to make our voices heard. You know, we're not getting up there to try to establish a second or a third career. We're not trying to get up there to do anything but get our country moving, you know, in the right direction. And, you know, the example that I have given many times is a lot of the people who are currently in Congress will say, well, you know, we balanced the budget. We sent a budget to President Obama's desk that was in balance, but he vetoed it. And then we just said, well, we can't really do anything else. You and I and everyone who is familiar with the Constitution is well aware that we have in Article Number 1, Section 7, we have a mechanism where the Congress can exert its will even if they disagree with the president. We need a two-thirds majority both in the Senate and in the House to pass a bill which cannot be vetoed by the president. Currently, there are 246 Republicans in the House. If we get 246 votes from those sitting Republicans plus another 44 from Americans who also happen to be Democrats, then we would get 290 votes. That would be two-thirds majority. The Senate would also have to pass that bill by the same majority. But if that's done, it doesn't matter whether Barack Obama or whoever the president happens to be likes that bill or doesn't like it. It becomes law. Now, are you telling me we can't convince 44 Americans not to place an additional $500 billion of debt onto the shoulders of their children and grandchildren? I think we can do that, but the effort has not been made by the people who are in Washington right now. I think people like Mr. Webb and myself who intend to be up there and intend to do this, we will get the job done. A lot of times people will say, you know, one man or one woman can't make a difference. My reply to that is, then you've got the wrong man or the wrong woman in Congress.
You know, and what you're saying is so true. And one way to convince those other 44, and not that you won't have to convince the Republicans either, you will, but one way is for somebody like me to get on the air and give that D.C. switchboard number and tell their constituents, you need to call them, tell them you want represented, tell them you want this debt stopped, tell them you want them to represent you. And I will give that now because I think people should have it by their phone. I've given it so many times I've got it memorized. It's 220-224-3121. And it's just crazy to me that they keep this going. And, you know, I have an article that I refer to quite a bit, and it was written by Charlie Reese, and maybe you have seen it. And but he talks about the 545 versus the 300 million. The 300 million is us, we the people. The 545 is all of Congress, senators and representatives. It's the Supreme Court, and it's the administration. They will, of course, the Supreme Court doesn't campaign, but all of these representative senators, they campaign to fix a problem. But then it never gets fixed. Both of them will say they're going to fix a problem, but then it never gets fixed because they have no intentions of ever fixing the problem. They are profiting from the problem. And I'm certain that you are aware of that. And it's becoming more and more obvious to we the people. And that's one reason that people like you and John Webb and some of the others that have come to me are running for office. It is the reason that people are picking up their phones and they're making phone calls to those representatives and senators, because we are seeing what's going on. And it's been going on for a long, long time. It's just kind of the 2012 when they didn't defund Obamacare and some of the other things they did not do, they said they were going to do. You know, to me, what you had mentioned, well, he's just going to veto it, so why do it? That's just an excuse. I don't accept that. You do the right thing, whether it ends up to be a positive thing in the end or not. You still do the right thing. It's never wrong to do the right thing. And, it's just, I think the people have just they're waking up. Now, some of them, I've been saying, they're as lost as Alice and as mad as the Hatter. We're not quite sure what we're supposed to be doing yet, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
Right. Well, you know, let me reply to that for just a moment, because you were just saying that they have all these campaign promises, and they say they're going to do this, and they say they're going to do that. I would submit to you that we do not send people to Congress or to the Senate to vote the right way.
Oh, absolutely.
We send people to Washington to get things done. We send people to direct the course of this nation. And, for example, the example we were just talking about, when we're trying to vote on a balanced budget, if you vote for a balanced budget and you have another alternative to make sure that your will, which is the will of the people, is fulfilled so that you get this balanced budget enacted into law, why would you stop with a presidential veto when you know that the people in your district, I can't believe that anyone in my district would send me to Congress and say, now please don't balance the budget. Okay, I really don't want to balance.
I understand you're under a lot of pressure there.
Yeah.
Let me stop you because we're going into a break, but I want to talk about that topic to get things done. That's why we send you there, to get things done.
Right.
Let's talk about when we come back. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And when we come back, I'm also going to tell you, if you're in his area, how you can meet Hal this evening. 877-895-5410. And Hal and Beth Ann will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Give me liberty or give me death. American liberty is under attack. The Cavalry Group presents Liberty Summit 2016, bringing together animal owners, animal enterprise, animal agriculture, and loyal Americans. CSC Talk Radio joins the Cavalry Group for Liberty and to bring America home. June 24th through the 25th at the St. Charles Convention Center in St. Charles, Missouri. Experts in fields of law, politics, science, and industry will be on hand discussing the nature of the threats we face and how best we can fight back. Among the speakers are Sheriff Richard Mack, Jay Kitchener, Congressman Steve King, Beth Ann, and many others. America is under attack. The Cavalry Group is leading the way to defend property and liberty. Register now at libertysummit2016.com or call 1-855-748-4210. As John Adams stated, property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. Be a part of the Cavalry today.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and I have an honored guest today. He's running in the 8th District of Missouri, and he is running against an incumbent. It's time for some new blood and somebody that's ready to roll up their sleeves, as Mindy Patterson is the one putting on with the Cavalry Group, the Liberty Summit, and I want to make sure that you get the information on that and get there. And anyway, she says it's time. This is business. We got to roll up our sleeves and get to work, and that's what we have to do. The American people, we've relied on others too long, and we've trusted others too long, and it's time for us to roll up our sleeves and get to work. We have a caller from Texas that wants to visit with you just a little bit. Jeff from Texas. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm very fine, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. What's on your mind?
I wanted to say two statements about the federal deficit and the tax system.
Quickly.
The first is that all taxes paid to the IRS do not run the government. The government receives not one penny. Every penny of that the taxpayers pay goes to pay the interest on the national debt, the Federal Reserve, to the IMF. The second is Congress gave Obama $4 trillion for his last year in office. 6 months, they've spent $1 trillion. Thank you. Look them up.
All right.
Find this to be the truth.
It is. They are doing a lot of wastefulness. There's no doubt about it. And it's, you know, I said the other day how that we talk about scandals and corruption, but what we are dealing with is actually crime against the American people. And regardless of what their scandal is, if they're doing other things other than what they're supposed to be doing, going, as you said, to get things done. going to office to get things done and get back home and get back to business, then they're going outside what they should be doing, which is what we see, Cal. They're doing everything they're not supposed to be doing and not doing what they are supposed to be doing. And we've got this debt, we've got chaos, we've got confusion, we've got corruption. And I'm going to turn it over to you here pretty quick, but I also wanted to say that these D.C., I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, and I understand that some of you will not be those. You're going to cut deals that are better for the American people, not lying in your own pockets. But they go up there with this attitude, and they look down on us like they're somebody special, and we were never, ever, ever established in such a way to be run and dictated, governed by a large federal government, Big Brother in D.C. We were designed to be governed locally. Who knows best what the 8th District needs than someone who lives in the 8th District? And the same with all the other states around this nation and their districts. Who knows better than your neighbor and you what needs to be done in your community? Now, I want to give those times, and then I'm going to turn it over to you. You're going to be traveling. You're not going to have time to shake too many hands here. He's going to be in West Plains at 6 p.m., and that is Chin's Garden. And then at 7 o'clock at the seniors. No, it's Chin's. I had somebody call and correct it. It's Chin's Garden in West Plains, and then at 7 p.m. at the Senior Center in Houston, Missouri. So I wish you the greatest luck there. I wish I could be down there. I just can't get there. I've got some other things going on. But let's turn it over to you, and let me have you tell your constituents what you intend to do.
Well, again, thank you for having me on the air today, and I wish you were going to be there as well, but I will see you in the Liberty Summit. We plan on attending that, so we were aware of that. I'd just like to take a couple of minutes. You know, we've talked about the balanced budget situation, and, you know, that's got to be the first order of priority for people who are in Washington. You know, after they get that problem solved, then they can go on to other problems. But until the budget is balanced, they really should not be campaigning. They really shouldn't be attending to any other issues other than that one. You know, it's been 15 years, as we've said, since we balanced the budget. It's time to stop this nonsense and act like responsible adults, and we've got to do that. There are three things that we are primarily talking about with regard to campaign issues. Number one is balancing the budget. Number three was getting term limits implemented. Number two, I'd like to talk about for just a moment because it involves a major change in the system of taxation that we have in the United States. And although several of the presidential candidates have expressed views about trying to get some form of a flat tax, we are firm proponents of what we call the fair tax. Mm-hmm. And what the fair tax is, it's a different system of taxation. It goes away with all federal income taxes and all payroll taxes. So when you get your paycheck every week or every other week, however often you get it, the payroll tax, which is 7.65%, is not taken out. You get that money. You bring that money home. The second deduction, which is the federal income tax deduction, federal withholding, that doesn't come out as well. So we're talking about perhaps 15% of your take-home pay, which you formerly were not getting, you will be getting. So with absolutely no changes in your wages, you will be bringing home a substantially larger amount of money every time you get a paycheck with the fair tax. Now, the fair tax was introduced into Congress by a representative from Georgia in January of 2015. Mm-hmm. And there have been 70 co-sponsors of that bill, including the incumbent in our district. But as you can imagine, there really is not a lot of enthusiasm or passion for getting this bill passed. And the reason for that is because it takes power away from the people in Washington, away from us, and gives it to people in Washington. If they will pass this bill, there will be no IRS, there will be no federal income tax, they will lose power, and the states and the citizens will gain power. Now, do the people in Washington, the senators and the congressmen, want that to happen? Absolutely not. So they'll give lip service cannabis to this new act, but you can bet that that act is never going to be passed into legislation because it takes power away from them. Mm-hmm. So this new fair tax, which should be enacted and has been introduced, as I said, about a year and a half ago, if we can get people like myself and perhaps Mr. Webb into Congress and get this legislation enacted, you are going to see jobs come back home in a flurry.
I wanted to just chime in there. We're just about out of time here. We just got seconds left. But I wanted to say, too, Hal, that, you know, the best way to stimulate this economy is quit breaking the people. Let them have their money. Then stop taxing them to death. And that's what we've been doing. And that's exactly what you're saying. And, again, that's when the people need to be making those phone calls.
Right. Absolutely correct. You know, if these just three pieces of legislation would be enacted, this country would take a quantum leap forward. It would be returning to the way our founding fathers intended for this country to operate. So I would really implore everyone in the 8th District to address these issues. You know, Margaret Thatcher said years ago, having the vote is great, but if you don't have a choice of issues and candidates, the vote really is not as helpful as it should be.
Oh,
this year, the people in the 8th Congressional District of Missouri, they have a choice. They can vote for the incumbent and get the same thing they've been getting for the last 15 years, or they can vote for me, and we will have a different outlook in this district and in this state.
And we are out of time, Hal. Thank you so much. We'll have to have you back on, and I will see you in June at the Liberty Summit. I absolutely will. We'll try and make sure we get to shake hands, be at the barbecue there, and have some fun. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio, and it's time for somebody, you, everybody, like Hal, to bring America home.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Get Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021. 2021.